Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. On this program, we'll listen to chamber groups large and small. We'll hear a trio of Eleanor Corey, the famous Nanette of Louise Farrenc, and a piece of mine for chamber group of four. If you've listened to Into the Light over the past month or so, you'll know that I've been presenting my CD, Musical Voyages, to you piece by piece. I'd like to continue that presentation on this program with a chamber work for violin, viola, and piano four hands called Voyage of the Spirit. It was written in fulfillment of the Texas Music Teachers Association Commission Award for 1997. I'll tell you a story about how the piece came to be. My son is a pianist, as am I, and we're both married to violinists. After I received the commission, I was having a hard time deciding what instruments to write for. The guidelines were very vague. Write a 6 to 10 minute piece for 1 to 10 instruments or something like that. And one day I was on the phone with my son moaning about my indecision, and he said, "Write a piece for 2 violins and 2 pianos. We laughed, and I dismissed the idea. But then eventually there was a sort of why not moment. I decided to make the piece for 4 hands, sharing 1 piano for practical reasons, it being much easier to scare up 1 piano than 2. And since both of our violinist spouses play viola as well, I decided to add that color to the piece and let them decide who plays what or trade back and forth from one performance to the next. We have indeed played this piece together as a family, and it's been a lot of fun. My daughter-in-law was in Europe when we made this recording, however, so the violin part you'll hear is played very ably by Vincent Fratelli. I named this piece Voyage of the Spirit because at the time I wrote it, I had been thinking about the journeys of experience in my life. It occurred to me that each time I write a piece, it is a sort of journey or voyage of the mind and of the spirit. I start out focused on a destination, an idea, but things happen along the way. There are stopovers, delays, fascinating ideas that blow me one way or the other. For Voyage of the Spirit, I began with the idea of writing a piece in the shape of a palindrome. This is something I had wanted to do for some time, and it seemed that 7 or 8 minutes, the length requested by the commissioning guidelines, would be an ideal length in which to try this idea. The piece begins with a running figuration that goes from low register to high. This is followed by a march-like figure. The long middle section is lyrical and is followed by a short cadenza for the strings, after which the march material returns. The final section is a retrograde of the running figuration with which the piece began. In other words, with some digressions, the shape is loosely a palindrome. May you enjoy the voyage.